Piers, what you worrying me about? Love Talk Radio. Piers. Jim Gordon on the radio here, man.
Feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. You got work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new, brand new, brand new, I'm brand new. I rejoice cause I'm brand new, brand new, brand new, I'm brand new. You're the potter, I'm the clay. Worship every day, all for you and no one else. For you I surrender myself. My sins have been forgiven, now I can move on to do God's work and walk in victory. Yeah. My faith has been restored, I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my for me, I rejoice cause I'm brand new.
God bless you. This is Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM, and we're thanking God for the top of another week for the show. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, taking off with a blast already. Phones ringing off the line about the red moon. Yeah, the blood moon, the red moon, the eclipse, all of that. Praise God. Hallelujah. People just calling, calling. I tell you, preachers, everybody that jumped on board, and we thank and praise God that it's the Lord's doing and it's marvelous in our eyes. Hallelujah. I tell you, people of God, the hand of God is moving so until I haven't even checked it all out yet. But I know, praise the Lamb of God, from Sunday to Tuesday, the weather has did a oogly-boogly-oogly. I tell you, Nobody could do a God thing like this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We had on shorts, everything running around. The house, everything had the air conditioner on. Everything Sunday, party yesterday. Today there's snow. All over the lawn and everything. Cold outside, heat popped on. People of God, if you don't know that we're living in the end times, when you can't tell winter from summer and spring from whatever, I tell you the truth. You need to wake up and smell the coffee. You need to really, really wake up and open your eyes. My God, my God, my God. The Lord is moving by his spirit from Albuquerque to Florida. They talked about cold was going to be in Texas last night. All down through Fort Worth, all the way through Florida, and then all the way up to Virginia. They talked about the weather. Then the southeast, Lord have mercy, all the way up through the Ohio Valley, all the way into Michigan. Cold, snow, Lord God Almighty. Only a God can do a thing like this. People of God, we need to wake up and understand. Praise the Lamb of God. Tornadoes, just all kinds of devastating, catastrophic events around us. Let us look to the hills from which come our help. Knowing our help, hallelujah, comes from Jesus Christ. Let me get somebody on here. Here is my, let me see, I ain't going to call no names. I bear no blame. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 864, your mic hot.
Hey, Pastor, this is Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia. How you doing, dear?
I am great.
Wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. What you think about all of this stuff that's going on, girl? How's the weather there in Carolina?
It's raining here.
It's raining there.
Yeah.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Did
you have
2 days of rain?
Last 2 days of rain. Boy, they said there could be tornadoes. They had tornado watches, all kinds of stuff. Said the weather was going to affect some millions of people. Praise the Lamb of God. Last night on CNN, that's what they said on the news, that it was going across the emergency thing. Yeah, I tell you, there's no God like God. He can change you in a day. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a drastic change of weather. See, I'm talking about, we was running around here Sunday. I went to church with just my suit and a top hat on, and I promise you, it was so warm up in there, I had to take the hat off. Now you need an Arctic coat to put on to go outside. What is wrong with it? I don't know what to say. I really don't. Let me get some help. Maybe Athelia, she live up in the north in Pontiac. Let's see. Athelia?
Hi, Apostle. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Athelia.
What you got to say about it all? Talk to us.
I'm just stunned. Like I said on the page, you never know what you're going to get with Michigan. I said, God is moving. He's doing what he's doing.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, this is crazy out here, isn't it?
Yes.
You know what? Knowing the last if you hadn't seen it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. This may have been what he was talking about. But I'm telling you the truth. If somebody had told me Sunday we had on the air conditioner in the church, and now it's snow, I wouldn't have believed it.
Yes. Yeah.
I wouldn't have believed it.
I had turned my heat off, and I had to turn it back on.
My God. I turned my heat off and turned it back on.
Yeah.
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I'm telling you, it's something strange going on out here. My God. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I tell you, it's just, I'm saying, Lord, Lord, it's just crazy. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I have my God. Up and they're confused.
Man, I'm shocked. And then, oh my goodness, let me see. We got another. Somebody else from Pontiac calling. Who is this 586? Hello?
Hello?
586, area code 746.
Hey, man, that's me.
Who is hey, man, that's me?
Hey, man, this is Pastor Easley.
Pastor Easley, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How you doing, sir?
I'm blessed, man. What you got to tell me? You calling in for a reason today. You better come on talk to me.
Amen. I'm calling in because I would like for someone for prayer, but for someone to come into agreement because I'm trying to establish the ministry, and it just seems like I'm in Michigan, and I don't know if this is happening all over the country, but when God has you in a spot where he wants you to do for the kingdom of God, you don't have people that's around you that is for your good. They're trying to hinder what God is trying to do. And there's just a lot of, how can I say it? There's just a lot of games sometimes that are played. And I know we don't want to say this, but there's sometimes a lot of games in the body of Christ when it comes to helping each other and loving on each other. Sometimes our love and our helping comes with a price.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I agree with you, you know, on that. You know, you have a, well, you know, just like in any other social, if you would, for the lack of a better term, social gathering of people, you know, you got the good, the bad, and the ugly. And you must remember that Satan got his folk out here on the battlefield, too. So there are people that are dressed in sheep clothes who are raven wolves within. And Satan has his people who are here to hinder the progress of the Church of God and this, that, or another. So we have these adverse spirits that attack us in the midst of all of this that we're doing for Jesus Christ. But my pastor told me when I was around 18, 19 years old, he told me, set your shoulders back and lock them.
Yes.
And don't unlock them. You're a soldier. Sleep with
Amen.
Them set. You have an enemy. Don't be shocked when your enemy raises his head. You have an enemy. He goes about as a roaring lion. The Jesus then told us, the word tells us, it's not going to be easy on you. No, but if you persevere and you use faith and recognize that the weapons of your warfare are not carnal but mighty through God, toward the pulling down of the stronghold,
yes,
you will be an overcomer. Praise the Lamb of God through
Amen.
All that is being thrown at you, brother. I'm telling
yes.
you, if you're going to do it for Jesus, you got to have a made-up mind. No looking back, no turning back. Tenacity and perseverance must be your friend.
Yes.
And plow that field. Just plow it and watch God work with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stay right there.
Amen.
We're going to pray. We're going to pray with you, though. Shoot that. My God, my God.
Yes.
The lies are lighting up. The calls are coming in. Let me see. Wait a minute. My daughter here from Black Lick, Ohio, is calling in. Lele, is this you?
Yes, it is. Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon. Yes, am I.
Good afternoon. How you doing, girl?
I'm just stunned. I watched the lunar eclipse this morning. It was very beautiful. I had to watch it online because I couldn't see it here in Ohio because the skies were very cloudy, but it was very beautiful. And then I wake up and see all the snow. But I do have a question for you, Apostle.
How much snow did you all get?
I have a question. I was on another radio program yesterday, and we were talking about the blood moons and the significance. And I was speaking to another person who calls themselves a prophet and an evangelist. And they were basically dooming and glooming. And so I basically said, well, we know that there is something to come. I don't know exactly what is to come, but I can feel that there is something to come. But no matter what is to come, just know that God has his hand in it and that his grace will abound. And I was basically told that I was I didn't know much. I didn't understand anything. And that I was wrong for saying such a thing, because this is all about doom and gloom and judgment and God having his hand and his wrath coming forth and doing things to evil people. And I could not understand how believers could be stuck in such a doom and gloom mindset.
Well, you know, there's, again, you know, there's two sides of the spectrum. And, I mean, the Lord has been speaking concerning his judgment and his movement in the earth in catastrophic events and things of that nature. But he also has been speaking concerning blessings and grace and on his people and protection and all of that. Let's just for a minute here, and then we're going to go to prayer. But just let me just say this. And this is going to kick off the show as far as conversation, what have you. Then we'll come back to it after prayer. But in the days of Moses, Passover was a very, very important event in Egypt's life, that they was the sign, the indication, and the way of their deliverance. That night that the death angel came through the cataracts of Egypt, praise the Lamb of God, all the way except in Goshen, where Moses and the children of Israel resided, to claim the life of the firstborn son of every house, of every beast that lived, that creeped upon the earth. There in Egypt, and we saw this, and at the same time there was a lunar eclipse and the blood moon, and this took place during that Passover, and of course a lot of things were said about its meaning and its significance, but we saw what transpired. The Jewish Passover, praise the Lamb of God, took place, you know, yesterday into this evening. And we look at our calendars, at the Christian calendar, as we call it, that has been orchestrated by Catholicism, that has not been orchestrated by the true church. And I say this openly, and all attack you want to attack, the true church of Christ. And these days that they have orchestrated is for the benefit of Catholicism and not the benefit of the events in sequence of the way they unfolded. And all of us know that Passover and Good Friday are in harmony one with another. So, you know, the Jews go by the date, and Christian calendars go by days. They want to make sure it's Good Friday on Friday, but the Bible never talked about a Good Friday. it talks about the death and suffering of a Savior for a sin-trying world. You know, talk about a Good Friday. We have made Good Friday a holiday and this, that, and another so it can be done on a Friday, when actually the event day is Passover. Mm-hmm. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
So, you know, you have all of this. Lent comes in, you give up cigarettes for 40 days, and you go back to smoking. No fasting,
right.
No praying, just Lent. Just get the Lent off your clothes and keep it off for 40 days and then get back on the same couch and get some more Lent on you. So it's a whole lot of unbiblical things that take place. And when you see these signs and things that God has given us in Scripture to indicate change, that something is changing, and that God is moving, praise the Lamb of God, by His Word, we all must look in, and I mean at the same time, the same night of this blood moon that you witnessed, Lily, we see all of this change in weather like crazy across the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's,
right.
I mean, it's crazy that we don't stop and say, what is God doing? And that's where our minds and hearts must be in this season, brothers and sisters. Not so much watching the moon, not so much howling at the moon, but we need to be crying out to God in this season for revelation, for inspiration, for direction and guidance, and how to position ourselves as the believers, praise the Lamb of God, so that the wrath of God don't come down on us. Also, you know, the scripture that scares me all the time, and, you know, that may be a strong word for scares, but always gets my attention is, and judgment must begin first at the house of God. That's a scary passage to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If judgment begins first, then sentencing does too. Hello, Lightbuff. If sentencing does, then the wrath of God does also. And we must come to a place of understanding our powerful position in God. Hallelujah. To invoke prayers and petition the throne of God for mercy and grace in this season. Do I believe that the blood moon is significant in what God is about to do in the earth realm and all the prophecies that's on PSM and what God has been prophesying all winter long to us, that seemingly says it in different ways, but it's basically the same thing? Brothers and sisters, I say yes. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I say yes, yes, yes. And I say we need to get ourselves in order. Praise the Lamb of God, quick, fast, and in a hurry. We're going to prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for our brother who just called in also. Hallelujah. And we want to remember those who are hurting, those who are sick, those who are shut in, those who are, hallelujah, boy, without shelter, without homes, without gas, without electric, those, praise the Lamb of God, who are affected by this weather, this climate change so drastically, those, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, traveling, we bid you traveling grace, traveling mercy, hallelujah, today. And then to the household of faith, the saints, we're praying for the saints. We thank God for intercessors today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our daughter is here. Sylvia is here. She's going to lead us in prayer. And then Athelia is coming, and she's going to pray. And we're just going to petition the throne of God for all of these things. Hallelujah. Because no one, brothers and sisters, can do anything about all of this except God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No one can help us but God. Come on, talk to me, somebody. No one can do anything to change it but God. And so we look to the hills from which cometh our help. We look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We look unto him, hallelujah, oh my goodness gracious, who has done all things good and does all things well. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor Easley Ramizi, we're praying for you now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It was too much talk in your background, Mike, so we had to put you back on mute. Sorry about that, brother. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Come on, daughter. Take us to the King. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah to your name, God. Father, we come, God, lifting up clean hands, God, unto you, O God, and pure hearts, God, seeking your face, O God, humble before you, O God, just thanking you, Lord, that you called and you chose and you saved us, O God. O God, to stand in the gap on behalf of your people, O God, on behalf of the land, God. Father, we say thank you, Lord, not our doing, O God, for you chose us, God. So, Father, we give you thanks and we magnify your name, God. We exalt you, Lord, as King of kings and Lord of lords. Father, we just honor thy name, O God. We give you the praise that's due your name, Father. Father, forgive us for our sins, O God. And, Father, let us forgive those that come against us quickly, O God, so the enemy will have nothing in us, O God. So, Father, we just honor you, Lord. Father, we come lifting up the land to you, God. We come, Lord, just asking, God, that you would draw your people, O God. O God, that they will have a desire and a hunger, O God, to know you for themselves, O Father. Father, open up blinded eyes, Lord, that they may see, O God, what is going on in the land, O God. O God, that they will come to repentance, O God. O God, that they will seek you, O Lord, with their whole heart, God. O Father, we lift up Pastor Easy to you, Father. O Father, just surround him, God, with your angels, O God. O Father, let him not give up in well-doing, God. For, Father, if you call them, Lord, you prepare the way, Father. Father, dispatch your angels, God, the warring angels to war on his behalf, O God, and the ministering angels, O God. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over him right now, God, that everything he sets his hands to do, God, it shall prosper, God. O God, we give you the glory, O God, and Father, we honor you in that for this man, O God, that you have called, O God. So, Father, build him up, O God. Let him get back to your face, O God, that he will seek you, O Lord, and all the distractions that's coming at him, God, we bind them up in the name of Jesus, Father.
Oh, God.
And, Father, we superimpose your will over his life, O God. We decree and declare that it shall come to pass, God.
Yes, God.
We decree and declare God's strength, O God, in his body, O God. O God, that he will set his face as flint unto you, O God, that he will not look unto man, O God, but he will look to you, O God. O God, we give you the glory and we give you the honor, O God. O God, send those, O God, that you have assigned to him, O God. O God, and protect them, O God. Protect him in his going, O God. O God, give him an ear, O God, to hear, O God. O God, and give him eyes to see, O Father, that he, you can lead him, O God, where you would have him to go. Oh, God. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for being God all by yourself. Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're even doing in the atmosphere, God, for you're still God, and you can do anything you please, oh, God. Oh, God, we just thank you right now, Lord. Cover those that are in homes, God. Cover those, oh, God, that is out in the weather, oh, God. Father, be a shelter to them, God. Oh, God, be their peace, oh, God. Be their comfort, oh, God. Whatever they stand in need of, Father, you provide, oh, God. Oh, Father, let us look to the hills from which comes our help, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. No matter what's going on, God, we know, God, that you're more than able, God. Oh, God, for you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are Jehovah, God. You are El Shaddai, God. You are the Almighty God. So, Father, we just thank you right now, God. Oh, God, we just lift up our eyes to you, God, giving you the glory, oh, God. Oh, God, asking, Lord, that you have mercy, oh, God. Oh, God, that you'll give your people time to repent, oh, God. Oh, God, that you'll give them a heart of God and a cry to call upon your name, oh, God, that they will seek you, oh, Lord. They will seek you out, oh, God. So, Father,
yes,
we give you the glory, oh, God. Let's do your name today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, God. Bless you.
Come on, Ophelia.
Hallelujah, Jesus, Father, Lord, and Savior. We thank you on this day. We lift you on high. We call you King. We call you Lord Almighty King.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus. We thank you for interceding on our behalf on a daily basis. We thank you for the renewed grace and mercy that you have poured onto us on this day, Father God. We give you glory. Hallelujah. You're the greatest one of all, Father God. There's truly none like you in all the earth, Father God. Father God, we lift up our pastor easily in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to saturate your oil over him in Jesus' holy name, Father God. Father God, we ask you to
put
your hands upon him, Father God, and minister unto him in the name of Jesus. Father God, let him know all will be well in the name of Jesus. Because if you put him in it, Father God, you have equipped him for it, Father God. In the magnified name of Jesus, hallelujah. You have set the table before his enemies, Father God. That means you have enemies in the name of Jesus. Do not be surprised. Do not be dismayed. In the magnified name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They are part of the puzzle, and they are part of the plan in the name of Jesus. Somebody has to frown when God blesses you. Somebody has to get angry when God loves unto you. They have to be there to be the witness of the hand of God in your life. In the magnifying name of Jesus, we lift up God and call him Great I Am, the Sustainer and the Redeemer. He is a protector, hallelujah. He's a sustainer, hallelujah. Glory unto you, Father, Great I Am, oh wonderful Lord thy God. Hallelujah, the one who laid his life down upon us. In the name of Jesus, he stated he will never leave you and never forsake you. Hallelujah, your feet shall not hit against the stone. In the name of Jesus, you are covered by the blood. In the name of Jesus, you have your helmet on your head and a shield. Hallelujah, you have your sword in your hand and peace in your feet. In the name of Jesus, go and be encouraged. In the name of Jesus, go with boldness of the Father, the Lord, and the Savior. Because no man can be against you when God is for you. In the magnified name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you, hallelujah, to bless every person in the home, Father God. Bless every person that's sick and shut in, Father God. Minister unto them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen them, Father God. Strengthen the sinews that go through their veins, Father God. Strengthen their heart that beat in their chest, Father God. Speak unto their mind and renew them, Father God. Encourage them, Father God, because they are breathing the breath of life, Father God. Let them not take it for granted in the name of Jesus, Father God. We bless their hands that care for the elders, Father God. We bless their hands, Father God, that care for the sick, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Jesus, Lord and Savior, said, we will do greater work than we have done, Father God. So we stand in the gap with the name of Jesus between man and God. And we call upon the heavens, Father God. We call upon your healing, Father God. We call upon your power, Father God. We call upon your authority, Father God. And we bind up and cast out every sickness and disease. We bind up and cast out every unclean spirit in the name of Jesus. When we speak the word of God, the enemy has to respond in the name of Jesus. So we said, no more. Take your hand off our pastors. Take your hand off our bishop. Take your hand off the apostles. Take your hand off the weak. Take your hand off the sick. Take your hand off those who are
the enemy.
Take your hand off of them in the name of Jesus. You are dismissed in the name of Jesus. You are stamped, rejected, and neglected. Go to the pit of hell where you shall be, where you shall dwell until God is ready for you. In Jesus' holy name, Father God, we lift up this force that you created, Father God. We lift up PSMI, Father God. We call upon your strength and your power. We encourage every person that's a part of this, Father God. Bless every ears that's hearing, Father God. Bless every soul that's receiving, Father God. Strengthen them in the name of Jesus, Father God. Go before them, Father God, and make their path straight, Father God. Open up their eyes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Open up their ears, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give them their attention. Hallelujah. No more slumbering, no more sleeping in Jesus' name. Pull your sword. You know who you are. You belong to God in the name of Jesus. God is for you. Who can be against you? Stand up straight in the name of Jesus. Know who you are and take your place. Know who you are and stand strong. Know who you are and call upon the Lord thy God, because he surely will come on your behalf. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
To Jesus, people of God, while he may be found. Uncertainties are set before us. Ah, but we serve a God that knows, that loves us, cares for us, that's compassionate. Look unto Jesus. Oh, my God, the fountain never runs dry. Woo! Bless him. His storehouse is never empty. He has all you need. There's healing in his wing for those of you that's sick. Look unto Jesus. Yes, God, he's shelter from the storm. Woo! Look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus. Yes, God, he's nourishment to your navel. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. My God, he's a way maker. He's a way maker. He's opening in that door. Praise the Lamb of God. Blessed be he today. Blessed be he today. Hallelujah, who was and is yet to come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Hallelujah. Thank him today. Praise him today. Worship him today. Hallelujah. Fear not, my little children. Ah, fear not, my little flock. Oh, fire moms around you as a hen cuddles her nest. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look to him, your comforter. Look to him. Hallelujah. Very present help in the day of trouble. Look unto Jesus. Ask God that same blood that was over the doorpost. Hallelujah. The Israelites painted on the doorpost of my heart. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Yes, Lord. The blood still works. The blood still works. It will never lose its power. Trust in God today. Trust in Jesus. my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. What an awesome God we serve, people of God. I tell you, praise the Lamb of God, I wouldn't trade nothing for Jesus today. My, my, my. He's awesome in all his ways. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute, I got another 586 here. What is going on? Error code 586231. Your mic is hot.
Amen.
Amen. Who's calling?
Minister Easley.
Minister Easley? You the wife of the other Easley?
Yes, he's on the road. I heard him, but I'm on the line. Amen. I got the grandbaby, so I'm home today. Amen.
Okay, okay. I'm saying, wait a minute now. Y'all easing on down the road. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we good to have you on the show today. Praise the Lamb. Sister, and now, do you want to talk to us about a little something? Tell us a little something here. What's going on?
I just tell you, God is good. I just know there's, in the spirit realm, God is just loosing some things. I know some of us have been going through some distractions and different things that have been happening. And I just say if nothing has been going on in your life, then you have to question who are you following. So I just thank God that, you know, my daughter had a bout with double vision, and she graduated May the 10th, and it was just so many things that was just occurring, event after event, but I just continue in prayer. I just begin to intercede for my family. And one thing the Lord showed me, he said, go into your prayer closet and shut the door. And
yeah.
A lot of people think that it's just an actual closet that you shut the door. But the Jewish people, they covered themselves. And the door means shut yourself off from every distraction that is around you and begin
totally.
To focus on him. And so when I began to do that, I had this vision, and I don't know if you interpret vision, but the vision I had was I was at a counter, and two checks was given. One was for $5 million, the other for $17 million. And with this came a full sheet birthday cake, full sheet size, I'm sorry, birthday cake, and three balloons. And I said, well, Lord, what is this? And, you know, I'm asking God to give me the gift to interpret dreams, but I just found this to be very uplifting. And at the same time, maybe you can answer that question to my dream.
Hmm. Well, I can. By the gift of God that's in me, you know, but I'm not going to do it on the air.
Okay.
Because I don't do dream interpretation and vision interpretation on the air, because that's what everybody be calling in asking me to do. And
gotcha.
I don't have
I got you.
That, but if you would, are you on Facebook or something of that nature?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Michael Shakespeare, befriend me, and I'll inbox you. It's a good interpretation, though. Praise
amen,
the Lamb of
amen.
God and that number system and all of that that's going on there and the birthing with the birth cake and all of that. It's a good thing for you. And we'll do that. But, you know, I can't be put on the show to do that all the
amen.
Time.
Amen. But
know?
God is good. God is good.
God is good.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But, that is a number of things that people need to do in this season to make sure. A lot of times when there's a lot of confusion in your life, you touch something about who you're following, praise the Lamb of God, what you're following, because you might be following somebody in rebellion. And when someone is in rebellion with God, then the Lamb of God, everything. So the Bible says rebellion is as witchcraft.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. And the symptoms of rebellion is as witchcraft. Praise the Lord. I put it that way. That things start working around the individual or the people that's in rebellion as witchcraft. That, like, everything just goes wrong. Nothing can go right. It goes wrong all the time. There's something wrong. somewhere as though a curse is upon you. And you have to be careful because rebellion is just God remove covering off. So you got to be very, very careful. Praise the Lamb of God when you're who you're following, praise the Lamb of God. Make sure your cover is right. It's so important for us. Our leaders, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And keep them covered because of that. You know, very, very important. Praise the Lord. So make sure you keep your leader covered, whoever your leader is. You keep them covered in prayer that the blessing, praise the Lamb of God, of leadership and fellowship can be in place. There's a blessing, hallelujah, when you follow your leader that's being led of God. That is a blessing, praise God, hallelujah. But God is going to do something very good for you, praise God, and I praise God for, hallelujah, the thing of your vision there, and we'll get in once you inbox us, okay?
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Moving right along, people of God. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the Easleys and the work God is going to do with them. Praise the Lamb. Brother Easley is on the road traveling, and his wife is here, praise the Lamb, with a very important vision, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to birth something there, of course, hallelujah, with a birthday cake celebrating. Yeah, my God, hallelujah. It's almost self-explanatory, but we will give insight to it in Jesus' mighty name. Now, where Lili? Let's get back to what we was talking about here, Lili. Where you at?
I'm here.
Lili.
I'm here.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. We were discussing, people of God, this sequence of the blood moon, as they're called. Hallelujah. And we were discussing that another time that they say a possible blood moon took place, and which is in accordance with Passover, is when Jesus died, that the moon veiled its face in blood. The moon became red, praise the Lamb of God. We know actual blood wasn't running on the moon. Hello, light bulbs. So it had to be the coloration of something of in this eclipse, because the earth got dark, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, when they cried out that surely this is the Son of God. So we see again, praise the Lamb of God, this eclipse at the same time of Passover, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that it took place during Jesus' crucifixion. Praise God, hallelujah. I thought my brother was going to jump in with me, Pastor Edward Pierce, praise the Lamb of God, who is very, very into this. I thought he was going to jump in here with me, praise the Lord, if he's online. But then we have these other eclipses that is going to be coming on. Praise the Lamb. I see we got, here we go here. Who is wait a minute. Prophet Darrell, I got to let my host man in here. Prophet Darrell, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Apostle. How are you doing this morning? Hello, everybody.
I ain't doing so good. It was snow in front of my house. Man, it was 79, 70-something degrees here, though. What you talking about? And there's snow out here.
I told him, I looked on Facebook. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I missed the snow. I said, see you soon, snow.
You don't see you soon, snow. I tell you, boy, no snow, please go away. Prophet Dale, we're talking about this lunar eclipse and the blood moon and its significance. Praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, let me tell you what. I'm just going to drop it like it's hot. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Lili. Let's drop it like it's hot. That red moon means you need to repent and get ourselves in order with the Lord in this season, people of God. Hallelujah. God is not playing games out here. It's this this weather yesterday, this change yesterday came suddenly from coast to coast, from Albuquerque all the way to Florida. Do you know how many miles that is? From Florida to Virginia. Do you know how many miles that is all up the Ohio Valley, all the way up above Michigan?
Yeah.
Come on, talk to me here. People of God, we need to wake up. Drought been in California. Ain't nobody paid attention to the drought in California. Ain't nobody paying no attention to it. When there's a drought, there's no grapes. Drought, all this is good. People of God, we need to wake up and see when God shuts up heaven. When God says it's not going to rain, when God sends the flood, when God shakes the earth, when God is doing things versus man, praise the Lamb of God. We are a lot of cause. We are the cause of a lot of the things that happen to us. But when it comes down to nature, as we call it, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to nature, now, you only one can rule over nature. Praise the Lamb of God. Man ain't ruling nature. Hello, light bulb.
That's true.
Praise the Lamb of God. Man showing us how smart he is. He can't even fly an airplane. Yeah.
Okay.
With all his technology, he showing us how smart he is. And they can go and build models and put it on CNN, flip it up, down, and 1 minute you over here looking for it, then you say it's over here, then you say it over there, and just say you don't know, and you're trying to find it. That's what you say. Praise the Lord. It's lost. That's what it is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Man, showing us how smart they is. Praise the Lamb. The pings and all of it. I'm telling you, when it comes to technology, you see how limited they are. How in the world they going to track God and what God is doing? And they can't even track what they built. They can't even track what they built. How are they going to track God? Praise the Lamb of God. We have to look at the fact, praise the Lamb, that we are moving into this great tribulation period.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We're moving into tribulation, of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Just understand that. And I promise you, if America does not be careful, it's going to see a civil war again right here on the home front. It's going to see, I had visions, praise the Lamb of God, of people walking down the streets fighting one another, two opposing crowds. And I've had these visions some years ago that this would take place clear. Just what I said, it's a clear day again. Praise the Lamb of God. I see it clear as day that something is going to divide us. Praise the Lamb of God. That's going to kick off, oh, my goodness gracious, praise the Lamb of God, a battle in the street. My son had the same identical almost vision. Called me and told me, Dad, I had a vision that the people were just in the streets fighting one another, two opposing sides. And this is something, brothers and sisters, that we have to be very, very careful of our hearts, our positions, and the stance we take when it comes down to what we believe and all of this, praise the Lamb of God, that it doesn't bring us to a point of violence, that it doesn't bring us to a point of violence and violent actions. Praise the Lamb of God. We're seeing these people killing people for no reason at all, these hate crimes, the Jewish center that was attacked, praise the Lamb of God, by Satanist. Yeah, that's what I call them, a Satanist, Ku Klux Klan, all that Satan worship and that kind of stuff that goes with it. Hallelujah. Ungodliness. And praise the Lamb of God. And we see all of these school killings, all of this that's going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need to look at these times and seasons that are being revealed to us, because the moon, these eclipses and stuff, that's about times and seasons. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what it's about. And so we need Issachar anointings now. We need the prophetic anointings now. Praise the Lamb of God. To go in prayer and seek God's face. Did I say something? I said something.
Yes, you did. I just said this.
We need, what I said, I ain't going to take that back. That's what I said. We need, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the real saints now. Praise God. We need those saints of God who's going to seek the face of the Lord, hallelujah, and who's going to allow God to give revelation concerning his heart, concerning his will, and what he would have us to do in this season, praise the Lamb of God, and stop trying to act like we're the gift of God, the truth and the life ourselves, hallelujah. And you can't get, praise the Lamb of God, you can't get, let me say this right now, you cannot get revelation of God by just running around scrambling for an answer. It's going to take you to go shut the door, as the woman said earlier.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Praise the Lamb. You're going to have to go in a secret closet. Yeah, that's what I said. And you're going to have to talk to God in prayer to come up, praise the Lamb of God, with these types of revelation, with these types of things that need to be addressed and need interpretation and revelation. You're going to have to go to God for that. You're not going to find that, praise the Lamb of God, just off your cuff and just off your scientific knowledge of lunar eclipse and this, that, and another. Or just history. You're going to need some revelation knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a spiritual gift. You're going to need some divine mediation, hallelujah, to tell you what God is doing. Praise the Lamb of God. And let me tell you this. Those of us who are professed to be this, that, and another, this is what the Lord says. I will do nothing in the earth that concerns you without first revealing it to my servants, the prophets.
Ooh.
Y'all mighty quiet on that. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But you know what?
I will do nothing. That's what the Lord says. In the earth that concerns you without first revealing it to my servants.
Amen.
That's the word of the Lord, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's the word of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Then if God is going to do that, praise the Lamb of God, by his word, then all of us, praise the Lamb of God, should be seeking his revelation and not our own personal revelations concerning,
amen,
praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, these eclipses. Lili, what you got to say about that? Jump on in here. Don't talk like y'all don't want to talk about this now.
Apostle, you're telling the truth. I had just posted up on Facebook on April 4th and said, see the snow soon. And
so many people
bawled me out about that snow. I knew the Lord was going to let it snow again.
Oh, yeah.
And then he didn't just let it snow a little bit. He sent a snowstorm.
My goodness gracious. Said it's coming again.
Yes, sir.
These are those times that we're living in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord let, and you want me to tell you something, Prophet Darrell? when a prophet says something and he says something with his whole heart, believing his God, God will honor his word. God look at the prophet and say, I got to honor his word because he honor mine. He say what I say and he stand on it. So what he say, I'm going to stand on it for him. And God will let it snow on your side of the street, on your block only, just so your word will be true. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you stand for God. And you stand for God's word. Praise the Lamb of God. See, a lot of people don't stand on the word of God. But when you stand on the word of God, he won't let your word fall to the ground. It will come to pass.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, Lily, I need you to help me here. Are you at, daughter?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
How many lunas is it going to be? How many of these moons we got to see? We saw one. We got three more?
We have three more coming, and they'll happen 6 months apart. And there'll be three increments of six-month occurrences. So the next one will happen in September. Then after that, the next one will happen, I believe, April, May next year. And then the last one will happen between September and October of 2015.
Well, let me tell you something. Three sixes, the number of the Antichrist, right?
Right.
Right.
The number of man,
uh-huh.
The number of God's visitation. Hello, somebody. Four moons. Four is the number of God's tolerance. These three things, yea, even four, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. It's the number when God's patience have worn out about something. It's the number, praise the Lamb of God, when God say, strike four, you out. It's the number when God says, I'm going to perform it now. Patience has worn. I'm going to perform it. Whether it's good, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I will visit the iniquity of the father to the third and fourth generation. Hallelujah. It's in the Bible, the number in the Bible. Praise the Lamb of God. I interpret out of the scriptures, not out of me. I interpret out of the scriptures. Praise the Lamb of God. We must come to a place, people of God, hallelujah, we must come to a place of understanding if we have these three in these six-month intervals, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, that God is going to visit. And I don't know why those of us who have been right there with me, this is what God has been speaking. I mean, the prophecy's right there on my page. This is what God has been speaking. Hallelujah, that I am visiting. I think just Thursday before last, before this past Thursday, God spoke just as clear to us that he's going to visit. He's the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He spoke and talked about, praise the Lamb of God, his wrath and all of that, and then came back and told us, but you're covered. Praise the Lamb of God, you're protected.
Yes.
And that
yes.
We're going to be blessed in this season. It's right there. I didn't make it up. It's right there.
Yeah.
Lamb of God. Our problem is a lot of us are wishy-washy when it comes down to our belief system. And we're not either going to believe God and believe his word, or you're going to believe the report of man, Lamb of God. As for me and my house, we're standing on the word of God. Hallelujah. We're standing on the word of God all the way from Genesis to Revelation and everything in between. And if God said it, I believe it, I stand on it. The word of God said it, I believe it, I stand on it. Yeah, who alter it? I don't care how you try to fill it with love. Praise the Lamb of God. There's wisdom in love. Hallelujah. I love my children. But there's some rules in my house you got to abide by. I don't care what you say. Praise the Lamb of God. If God has established something, it's established in love, and it's established for our good. And if God say you cross this line, I'm coming to get you, You got. Hello, light bulbs. We try to play like God's love is a blank check to do what the heck we want to do. That ain't what love is. That's foolishness. Love has discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Love has wisdom. And all we do is harp about God's love, God love, and God love, and if did God and God love, God love. How about your love for God? That you
That's
obey
right.
His word.
Amen.
That's where the problem at. Ain't no problem with God's love. It's a problem with our love for God. Okay, y'all quiet on me now. Praise the Lamb of
Teach
God.
Pop.
Yeah, I knew that was gonna get real. Hushy, hushy. Yeah, she
supposed
to get hushy, hushy. Hallelujah. Let me see who this is. Down here in Virginia, 804 area code. Who's
yes,
calling? Rashida?
Yes, Rashida. Yes.
Yeah, how you doing?
I guess I'm doing okay, but I guess I called right on time. I needed to hear that.
What part you needed to hear?
All of it.
Oh, okay. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what you needed to hear? My God.
Yes.
Boy, I tell you, we got to come to a place, people of God, to understand. You know, we can say anything we want to. God has loved us. God has nurtured us. God has, America, God has spoiled us rotten. He's given America so much. He's given us so much. Boy, third world countries, second and third world countries come here and think all of us rich.
Yes.
Yes.
Think we filthy rich. In your apartment, mm-hmm. they think you filthy rich.
Yeah.
You have more than two changes of clothes. They think
mm-hmm.
you filthy rich. All that you have. We are spoiled rotten by his goodness and his love that he has heaped upon us. He's heaped it upon us. Eat when you get ready. You don't stand
yeah.
in no line. With a piece of a tin top or something to get your food on. He's heaped it upon us. He's blessed us tremendously.
Ooh.
Only for us to take his love for weakness. And then when he speaks judgment, we want to run around like God, no, it's wrong, they lying. No, God ain't going to do that. God loves us, blah, blah, blah. As we're changing his very word to fit us.
That is true.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yes,
and we don't expect no retaliation. We don't expect no blood moons. You don't expect signs and wonders. You don't expect catastrophic events. You don't expect weather that the meteorologist can't explain. You don't expect death, destruction all around us.
Oh my God.
Until our knees bend.
Oh my God.
And we cry out to God. You're going to see some
nothing.
More. You ain't saw nothing yet. This has been a prelude.
Mm-hmm.
A little light bulb. Hear the prophet. This has been a prelude to God getting our attention.
Oh, my goodness.
That's all this has been. You just watch him. What the little boy say on the porch, watch him do what he do. Just watch him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, these lunar eclipses, they have been happening before. Yes, yes. And they have always brought some kind of, praise the Lamb of God, visitation, some type of, praise the Lamb of God, movement that has come that man cannot explain. And I'm telling you this, I am fearful for the world. I really am, praise the Lamb of God. Because just with all this snow that fell, Pastor Prophet Darrell, all the snow that has fallen, all of that has to melt to water. The water has to go somewhere.
Right.
Now, when you all see flooding that's out of control, remember I told you. Because the water got to go somewhere.
That's true.
Yeah. What I tell you. Hallelujah. At the same time, scientists, oceanologists, and all are talking about the global warming and how these glaciers are constantly falling into the water and melting the size, almost the size of cities, turning into water, which is causing the water levels to rise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just keep thinking. Now, who's chipping that off? Who's turning up the thermostat of the sun? Is not that a last day prophecy? That
yes,
I will
sir,
turn up the thermostat
God.
Of the sun? We just don't understand the ramifications of the sun's thermostat being turned up. You want to call it global warming.
Oh my God.
You can name it what you
there
want
you
to. Who pushed the switch up?
Nobody but Elohim.
Hello, light bulbs.
Whoa.
Who touched the thermostat?
Jesus.
That's what I say
Jesus.
When it's too hot in my house. Who touched the thermostat?
Okay.
Hallelujah. Now things are going to get topsy-turvy. They'll come up with some more. They're going to have some more. But before they're over, it's over. Somebody going to say, God has done this.
That's right. He's going to put his name back on the map.
He's going to put his name back on the map, baby. Better believe it.
Mm-hmm.
God is coming back in the earth. We have removed his name. We have removed celebrating him. We have removed some of the greatest things that God has done for the earth, one being the giving of his son.
Yeah.
And then we celebrate the birth of Christ without Christ.
Oh, my God. They celebrate
the
edge.
have made a holy day a holiday.
Come on, Apostle.
Now Easter coming, and you're going to have your Easter egg hunts. It ain't got nothing to do with an egg.
No.
Constantly robbing Christ of his praise.
Won't
you have a Jesus
God.
Hunt? Won't you have the children seeking Jesus?
That's what,
hallelujah. Why they got to seek an egg? What the heck does an egg have to do with the resurrection?
Antichrist.
What does a bunny rabbit have to do with the resurrection? It's Antichrist.
Exactly.
That's
yeah.
what that is. Because
the egg is smelly.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Eggs ain't going to give you nothing but gas. Come on.
I'm just saying, people of God, hallelujah, we need to open our eyes and really see what we're doing. And some of us devout, I play right into it, right? Oh, that's so cute. Got all these colors on the egg and stuff, all these different colors and blah, and bringing it right up in the house of God. And then as soon as the egg go over, you want to invite the Holy Ghost in. The Holy Ghost say no.
Okay, wow.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope, you just painted and distorted creation and turned it into something that I didn't intend for it to be.
Yes, indeed. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee.
Why can't they see Christ? Hallelujah. Ooh. Why they got to seek eggs? Stupid. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
And the stuff that we allow to come into the house of God, just anything. Just anything. Long as it's going to draw a crowd and bring some money, we allow it.
There you go. There you go.
I said it and won't take it
go.
Back.
You're right.
In the crowd and raise some money, it can come on in here. Huh. It can come on in here. We can party in the house of God. We can turn it into a juke joint. That move the pews, let's party, dance like the devil, put the devil's music on, then in the morning turn it back into a sanctuary. The devil a lie. Don't like me, because I tell the truth. The devil a lie with a bow tie on. Sideways. Hallelujah. I said it and I meant it. Praise the Lamb of God. We got some lines open in here. Oh, we talking today. Erico 757, your mic is hot. Who's calling?
Yes, sir.
I need a name, sir.
John Lowe.
John Lowe, how you doing, sir?
All right, how are you?
We're blessed today, man of God.
Yes, sir.
Lord, I'm a...
Erico 661, your mic is hot.
Hallelujah. It's Jermaine calling. How you doing, Prophet?
Hey, Jermaine, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, I just had to call in on this one, man, because, you know, I got to get all these Easter baskets and all this stuff, and I'm saying the same thing. Why do I need to buy an Easter basket for my daughter? It has
no, you don't. Come down, man. Keep your money and explain to them that has nothing to do with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Sit them down and teach them. Sit them down and teach them. It's foolishness.
It is.
Foolishness.
A bunch of fake grass with candies and nothing but little chocolates and eggs and all that stuff. They're not teaching them anything.
Nobody never seen a rabbit sitting on an egg. Does a rabbit sit on an egg? Rabbit don't have eggs.
No.
See, that's perversion. That's what that is. Y'all just don't know.
That's true.
That's perversion. Sure. Rabbits do not hatch eggs.
Right.
Come on and teach it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Ain't got nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with it whatsoever. Praise the Lamb of God. We need to come to a place, people of God, to stop allowing your head to be used as a garbage can.
Yes, sir.
Mm. Amen.
Said it. Yes, sir. That's on that radio. What's up? No. Yeah, man. So when we look at all of this stuff that's going on, it's a wonder why we so easily to allow things that's ungodly to come into our society, to be passed as a bill, to be passed as law, because we've been duped all the time. We just accept anything. We accept anything, and we so anthropah, not anthropolitic, we're anthropah. We're like monkeys. Monkey see, monkey do.
Yes, sir.
We got such copycat spirits.
Yes.
That's true.
All that church over there gave everybody an Easter basket, and they was full of people.
Mm-hmm.
Full of people. Spirits. Oh, that church over there, they went around. Jesus told you to go in the earth and witness. He didn't tell you to go in the earth and give out Easter baskets.
You sure did.
Speak, sir.
Jesus ain't giving out no baskets for nobody to be saved. All these tactics. Learning special tactics to witness. You don't need no special tactic. Repent and be baptized. It works for every nationality. Same word. We've just been duped. We've been bamboozled. Hello, light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
Ring the bell. Ring that bell. Ring that
Please
bell.
Ring the bell. Hey, said, ring the bell. My God. Then we want to know, why is this happening? Why? What's wrong? Every time you turn on the TV, I'm talking about every day of the week, you cannot watch the news without bracing yourself.
Right.
Senseless. People just driving over people in Detroit, targeting people to run into. Just lost their mind. lost their mind, just killing people. Man hit somebody the other day, gets out, he stops, get out of his car to check on him. Gang just jumps on him and beat him into a coma for checking on the child. We're lost. Our godly conscience is gone. Kids going to school stabbing children, teachers, anybody, walking into schools with guns, and we just think this is just another day occurrence. Well, it doesn't happen again. Well, it doesn't happen again until they come to your school. Then it's not going to be it happen again. Hello, light bulbs. You better wake up and smell the blood is running down our streets. Blood is running down our streets. And we think God is just sitting on the throne, twiddling his thumbs, saying it's all right. Well, okay, I'll look over that. This, that, another.
Apostle, I just told the kids, I have to teach Sunday school Sunday. And
Jesus,
I just told our youth the same thing. The same thing.
My God, my God. My God, my God.
Lord,
I tell you. When you're going through all of this, praise the Lamb of God, and you see all of this, you said, it's a wonder, praise the Lamb of God, that it's still a world. That God, if it had not been for the righteous, the world would be destroyed again already.
Mm-hmm. So no.
The remnant.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
God has preserved, not we preserve, that God has preserved in the earth. The remnant. Hallelujah. That has not bowed to Baal. That refused to bow. How in the world are you going to say you stand for the Bible and they're going to call that a hate crime because you stand for what the Word of God say? When this founded on the very Word of God. I mean, if you go to Washington and you climb up some of those monuments and stuff, on the top of them they got scripture engraved in them. Up under the bottom of them is scripture. A lot of people don't know that. The founding fathers. This is a Christian land they decreed and declared.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! But now is a pantheon of gods. How can a Christian land say you can worship Satan if you want to? It's all right.
Hmm.
That's let you show how crazy we are right there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pray.
How
in
the world a Christian say, let's pass a law that you can worship anything you want to when you get ready? Boy, oh boy. You know, that's like saying, okay, I got all of this. I have a Christian house. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And then you got some rooms you rent out, so a Buddhist comes and you rent them out of room and say, you can worship Buddha in that room. Just don't bring him in the living room. Satan has come. You can worship Satan in the basement, but don't bring it upstairs. And you think that the Holy Ghost is going to dwell with you in your bedroom. What kind of mindset is that? How crazy is that? My God, my God.
That devil is a liar.
That devil is a liar, the father of all lies. Praise the Lamb of God. But our eyes must be open to what God is doing. Now, I'm going to give you that again, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. We got these four moons, praise the Lamb of God, and three to come. The number, in 3 6-month intricacies. Six is the number of man, six is the number of Satan, and six is the number of God's visitation. Six is the number of man. He was created on the sixth day.
So
hello, light bulbs.
Yes,
yeah. Sir. Kind of the number of man, so you will know.
Yeah.
Light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Then six is the number of Satan. We know that, 666. We know that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We know that. Then six is the number of visitation. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm telling you, if you read your Bible, praise the Lamb of God, that right now we're in the sixth chapter of Isaiah, right? I'm going to show you something about the Bible. We're in the sixth chapter of Isaiah. Watch what it says. In the year that King Uzziah died, I also the Lord, sitting upon a throne high and lifted up his train, filled the temple. Is not that a visitation?
Yeah,
now listen. Is not that a visitation?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. That God sent a man, praise the Lamb of God, concerning the man and concerning the works of the devil, bring this prophet into the fullness of his calling so that he can, and then at the end of, who shall I send, who shall go for us? And he says, send me, I'll go. Right? I mean, it's right here in what we're supposed to be studying today. The sixth chapter, the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of Isaiah, is the number of visitation. Praise the Lamb of God. If you look at the fifth chapter, you'll see favor. In the fifth chapter, almost every fifth chapter, you'll see favor. We don't understand the codes in the numbering system of God, so we don't look for that we should be looking for because our eyes are shut. We haven't been taught. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it's almost throughout the whole Bible that way, but that's the way they wrote it, praise the Lamb of God, so that it would have holy significance. It would have spiritual significance and that it would be connected to the numbering system of God and not the numbering system of this world. Praise God. And when you tamper with this, you're messing with something. Hallelujah.
Right.
You know, when John wrote in his prophecy, he says, woe to them who change anything in this prophecy, in the book of Revelation.
Mm-mm-mm.
To me, that goes for the whole Bible. If the Bible is holy and it belongs to God, you're supposed to change nothing in here to make it meet you and fit what you want to do because of your indiscretions, because of your weakness and your frailty. Hallelujah. You don't change the word of God to fit you. That's not why it was written. It was written so you can fit God.
Right.
It wasn't written to reduce God to you. It was written so to bring you up to God. That's what the Word of God was written for. Hallelujah. To elevate us to God's level, not to bring God down to our level. That's what the Word of God was written for. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, the Bible says that Jesus encountered like passions just like we, that every temptation that's known to us, that he experienced it, all of them, but he didn't change the word of God. He didn't change his Father's word at all.
Sure did.
To make it. But you comply, you submit. These are my Father's rules, house rules.
Amen.
Hello, light bulb. Problem is, we've been our own master for so long. Until now, we want to master God. Been our own master so long. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. See, children who submit to their parents when they are small children, when they become adults, they're still submissive to their parents. I've seen some old people out, and some mothers and daughters look like sisters. If it wasn't for gray hair and stuff and some wrinkle around the eyes, you couldn't tell them. And you still hear that daughter saying, yes, ma'am. Yes, mother. I'll get it, mother.
Mm-hmm.
She was submissive all as a child. Just like that. And don't change. Honoring mother. When you see a rebellious spirit, it wasn't broken when it was a child. The rebellious spirit wasn't broken when they was a child. That haughty spirit wasn't broken off of them when they was a child. And they've been that way all them years of it, doing what they want to do and manipulating their way and standing on the way they want to be. And it's hard for God to change you.
Mm.
Boy, y'all quiet today, boy. I'm telling you the truth. Nothing much.
Good word.
Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. I'll tell you this, too. Some people going through some stuff, and they want God to do something for them, and all you got to do is repent. But you need to go down the line and find out, where did you go wrong?
Yes, sir.
What street you turned off of?
Yes, sir.
That's causing you to go through the hell that you're going through.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Man, amen.
Pray the Lord to reveal it to you.
Yes, sir.
If you pray, the Lord will reveal to you why you're going through all you're going through.
Uh-huh.
Some of it is rebellion. See how rebellious you have been. Hallelujah. Some has been because some of us is walking and paying for now the words we said to our mother that we weren't supposed to say.
Mm-mm-mm.
Mother, you didn't honor your father, and you never repented of it. A curse is chasing you.
Yes.
Hello, light bulb.
Yes, sir.
You can't cuss out your mama.
Yes, sir.
And then think that God is going to bless you when he told you to honor your mother and your father. Y'all, I can't even get an amen on the word of God. See, that's what I'm talking
amen.
About.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Speaking
Hallelujah.
Of
our very spirit. Our rebellious spirit, our haughtiness, our arrogance is the usher of our fall. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Some people just need to repent and just say, Lord, you know, I messed up and I'm sorry, but I'm submitting to you. I'm turning from it and I'm sorry. And turn from it. Hallelujah. And turn from it. And break that curse off of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Get it off you. Hallelujah. Get it off you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because Satan cursed what God has blessed, so don't be blaming it on the devil. Satan can't curse what God has blessed.
Exactly.
Hello, light bulbs. This proven to us in Scripture. They went and got Balaam to curse Israel. He said, I can't curse what God has blessed.
Okay.
Amen. Only way I can curse them, you got to get them to sin against their God.
Yes, sir.
Hello? You got to get them to go against the word of God. And I can invoke a curse. But as long as they live in the covenant life, you can throw red pepper, black pepper, get you a dog, do what you want to. You can't touch them.
Yes, sir.
Hello, light bulbs. Know why? God got a hedge around them. That's what Satan told Lord about Job. Say, you didn't build a hedge around them. I can't approach them. I'm going to approach them, and your protection is on it. Oh, y'all don't like me today because I'm just going to tell you the truth. He's fast. You ain't messing with no, yes, no prophet, fresh prophet. It's 40 years. I'm 40 years deep in this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And if you're going to be blessed and you're going to walk in the blessedness of God, then you got to make sure you shake off every curse.
Yeah.
Right. And that's by being clean in the presence of God and being honest with God.
Yes.
And stop living a lie, that's being schizophrenic with God.
Yes.
Stop being schizophrenic with God.
Right.
Amen.
Praise God.
Minute you holy, 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 and next minute you full of hell, full of hell, full of hell, full of, you schizophrenic with God. Admit your faults. Admit your shortcomings. Confess your sin to God. Confess your wrong. Don't act like they're not on you when you go in that prayer closet.
I tell them myself.
Amen.
Go in there and tell him, and tell him to help you.
Yeah.
There's help at the mercy seat. There's strength by the Holy Ghost. He helpeth our infirmities and our weaknesses. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Restore us, Lord Jesus. Yes,
woo!
Lord.
He'll purge you. Praise the Lamb of God. And the light of his glory will shine upon your face.
Yes,
praise
sir.
The Lamb of God. Glory to Jesus. I felt that one. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, the sun came out when I said that. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. God, my God, my God. Praise the Lamb of God. And the Lord will bless thee. The Lord will heal thee. He'll cause his face to shine upon you.
Yes,
woo!
He will.
He'll grant you peace and prosper you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he'll protect you. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Be not fearful, my little children. That's what the Lord says. Be not fearful, my little flock. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. In this season of what you're seeing, be not afraid of what I'm doing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. For my love is upon you. Praise the Lamb of God. For he has set his love upon us. Woo! Woo! With long life. Hallelujah. And we shall see his salvation. Praise the Lamb of God. Over and over again, you're going to see the delivering. Yes, sir.
You know, I've been agreeing with what you're saying, and the Lord has been showing me what you have spoken out your mouth. And I've been telling people, and I've been telling the people, the same way them Cosmo fires been over there in them other states, God showed me that it was going to be a mass fire in Indiana.
My God,
where
my
the
God.
Crops is going to be so hot, the crops is going to be burnt up.
Lord
it's
Jesus.
Be so hot to where, therefore, tires going to be almost ready to burst on the ground. It's so hot. Baby, come under those. Baby, you come under the old sea, God. It's going to be so hot, Apostle, to where when people walk outside, it's going to almost take their breath away.
My God,
and I've been
my
telling
God.
People, I've been warning the people. I've been warning them. Oh, God ain't going to do that. I say God is going to put a shake.
Hello?
Not only the state of Illinois,
Jesus.
But the United States as a whole.
My God,
we have
my
turned
God.
Away from the devil. Come on, Leo, say God. God said we have turned away from his ordinance.
Yes, sir.
We have
yes,
turned
Lord.
Away. We have turned away from his commandments.
Yes.
Hello.
And he
can't call me from that cell phone in that school.
We have robbed God of his joy. We have robbed God of his love. We have robbed God of all what he has done for us from the beginning of time. And he said, we have not kept.
That's what I was telling you.
And he said, now I'm getting ready to send my right hand.
He said he extended it until I
is talking. Talking to somebody and your mic is open. Could you mute your phone, please? You're talking to somebody else?
You said that on the 15th.
You're talking about the 15th right now?
Okay.
Can you
he
hear me?
Monday. When being there.
But you talking about Monday? Hello?
Okay. 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 All right.
Brother Lowe?
Yes, sir.
I think you're talking on the phone. You talking to somebody else?
No, sir. It's not Brother Lowe. It's somebody else.
Okay, Brother Lowe. All right. I just wanted to make sure it's a man's voice. Jermaine, was that you?
Yes. I'm sorry.
All right, Jermaine, you're on the air, man. You got to mute your phone if you're going to talk to other people. You tell all your business. I know your money.
You
keep talking.
I thought I had it on mute, and
he prophesied, and you Monday in the 15th and all of that, man. Don't tell all your business. You've been and gave us your passcode on your credit card. Take it easy, man. All right. Prophet Dale, come on.
I've been warning them. I've just been sending it out there. And I had somebody I call, and see, that's why the Lord has allowed me to cut these people off all the cars. For you to, I told them last night, I said, in this season, we got to be prophetic. We got to have the prophetic upon our lives.
Yes, ma'am.
And I've been telling them, and they've been saying, and this one individual been saying, the blood of Jesus, I'll come against that. I say, no, you can't come against the ordinance and the will of God.
Yes.
God ain't going to do it. I said, I understand we had all this snow and all this, but God is getting ready to send a heat wave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like a desert.
Yeah.
It's going to be like
Now, Prophet Dale, several years ago, Prophet Dale, I prophesied concerning the recession when everything was good. Everybody had money. I didn't do it. When things were bad, everything was wonderful. And I stood up and prophesied and told them, God said it's going to be 7 years of famine, 7 years of lack, 7 years of hard times. And bishops and stuff got up and rebuked the word and said the blood of Jesus against it and all of that.
Yeah.
I said, and this famine is going to affect the whole world.
You did not say, God.
And you cannot speak against God's word
with
the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
all you're doing
is
empowering it.
You're right,
that's
sir.
Right.
Okay.
All you're doing is empowering the word of God when you put the blood on it. Hallelujah. Prophecy, the spirit of prophecy, is Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
He is the very spirit of prophecy. Praise the Lamb of God. And when you read it, he says in the book of Revelation, for I have sent my angel and has revealed this unto my servant John. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He is the spirit of prophecy. Glory, he's coming up my legs right now. I feel him. He is.
Jesus.
He on my kneecap. He is the spirit. There he is. Hallelujah. Spirit of prophet. And I'm proud to be his prophet.
Yes,
praise
sir.
The Lamb of God. I'm proud to be his mouthpiece in this season. And I say it without arrogance. I'm humbled that he would even speak to me.
Yes, sir.
Praise
the
Lamb of God.
Me too, apostle.
I'm nothing but flesh.
Yes, sir.
Woo! My goodness gracious. But oh, how I love him. Wait a minute, y'all. My Bertha on the line. My Bertha.
Hi, Prophet Sanders. Hi, everybody. How are you doing this best glorious day?
How are you?
Bless. How are you doing?
My hair all over.
I am wonderful. I am just, I don't know, my spirit is just leaping for joy. I've just been sitting here listening to you teach. You know, I love to hear you teach.
Bless you.
And my mind went back to the shedding I was in on Friday night. When I came home, I immediately came in, and I got the book of prophecies, because I write down every prophecy that you prophesied. And for the last two prophecies that you have spoken, the prophetess there confirmed every word of what you have been speaking that God has given you of the destruction in the land, that the wrath of God is moving in the land because he's taking vengeance on the land for his people. And that she called out cities that you have called out, Chicago and Detroit and Florida, California, and we were interceding and praying for these cities. And it just amazed me at the awesomeness of God and how I had went with Pastor West, and she had said the Lord had given her a word in the spirit that the Holy Spirit is policing in the spirit realm. Then you said it last Thursday, and she said that the Lord had given her that word and said that the enemy is sitting around in the churches and is hearing the word of God, and that's how the enemy can come against the plans and the strategies and the vision that the Lord has given us. But God said he is going to start policing his saints in the spirit so that when he give a word to one, he's going to give that same word to the next one. And all of those that show up at the meeting place are going to be the saints of God, and the enemy can't snatch and come against what God has said. I'm telling you, my spirit man is just on fire because of the word and the confirmation that God is sending in the land. And the dreams that he had given me 3 years ago that you told me, Bertha, your prophecies are for the end times. Don't release them until God says, I mean, it's just amazing. I thank God that you are, you said, I don't call you pastor. I don't do it all the time. But I thank God, I love you, and I appreciate that you are the pastor, the mentor, and the teacher that God assigned to teach me the prophetic. I am grateful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let me say thank you so much for confirming and confirmations and things of this nature. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I don't tell you or I don't say what has happened. When I laid hands on Barack Obama, I told these people, I said, I met a man named Buhukula or something. And I laid hands on my son. I'm sitting in George Washington's, Abraham Lincoln's chair on top of the White House, and the Lord told me to tell him that he has chosen him as the head of this nation. He a black man. Do you know they cussed at me? Told me it'll never happen. Told me it'll never happen. I said, well, you're going to see it. In this show day, you will see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then a preacher gave... I'm going to tell you all this. Gave me $5,000 to come minister at his church if Barack Obama won and I could tell him anything that was going to happen unique in the election. And I told him, I said, man, I'm dealing with a stacked deck. The Lord didn't talk to me. I can't do that. I ain't going to take your money like that. I ain't going to owe you to that. The Lord said, tell him these words, that when Barack wins, it's going to be a landslide victory, and the whole earth going to celebrate it. The man cursed. He had to put me on a first-class plane and fly me. You know that because it happened. I told him he was going to be reelected. I said, he's going to win again. They told me, no way. I said, all right, just watch God. People of God, let me tell you something. When God speaks something to you and you know he's speaking, you know what he told you, and you know what he told you to speak, speak it.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. When he tell you to speak it, speak it. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. People, you need to hear and understand. Prophet Dale said it. The Lord spoke it to me way back in the winter. It's going to be a hot summer. Get your air conditioned.
Jesus.
Get your Freon filled now. Because it's going to come on us suddenly. Okay, I told you. Just go and sit up there and play like you can't hear. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Get your air conditioners checked. Check your fans. You're going to need them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're going to need them in this season.
Prophet?
Yeah.
This is John Lowe down in Virginia area.
Yes, sir?
I must say that everything that you have said since I've been on the line has been confirmation to some of the things that God has given me. About before I got on the line, I walked up to Ms. Sharp's door, and the Holy Spirit said, I'm coming to visit my people. He said, I'm coming to see about my people, for my people has been wrong for years.
Yes,
Lord. Of
the enemy, Father,
yes.
My people.
Jesus.
And then he spoke the words to this song that the old people used to sing, if you know the Lord is keeping you, what are you worrying about?
Thank you, Jesus.
He spoke those words to me before I got on the line.
Hallelujah.
My God, man of God, let me say something.
God's been speaking for not only today, for weeks at a time. Ms. Sharp would tell you, I've been in her house and the Lord been speaking.
Well, man, I'm telling you, this season we're in is a season the saints should be rejoicing, even as we're watching what God's doing and we're saying, Lord, have mercy.
Yes,
God
sir.
Is going to bring these people to their knees, and he's going to fill these churches to capacity.
Yes, he is.
He's going to fill them and overflood them. People are going to come back to the house of God to pray. People are going to come back to the house of God for the purpose of the house of God. Pray, not for entertainment.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
All these entertainers in the church.
Yes, sir.
Glory to your name. Glory, glory, glory.
House shall be called the house of prayer, not the house of entertainment.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God. They're coming to pray. They're coming to repent.
Yes, sir.
They're coming to seek God.
Yes,
not
sir.
To look
yes,
at you, monkey shine.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
sir.
All these Prophet. Actors in the house of God. Ain't nothing but actors.
Prophet.
Thank you.
My God in heaven.
Prophet.
Boy, y'all gonna mess me up, and we got to get off the air in a few minutes. Lord have mercy.
Prophet.
I can't wait to the gathering this year. Hallelujah.
Oh,
I can't
Thank
wait till we all get together this year.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's two or more, Father God, in agreement, you will honor it.
Glory of the Lord is being poured out.
Hallelujah, Father.
In Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Release the spirit of prophecy on your people.
Yes,
yes sir.
Release your word. Warn Israel.
Glory, glory, glory.
On the saints, God.
Let
us go on this one blind.
Yes. Open up our eyes and ears, God. Hallelujah. Harden not our hearts, Jesus. Jesus. Glory unto you, Father God. Oh, merciful King, how great you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strengthen us. Spirit of endurance and perseverance in Jesus' name. Glory unto you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We lift you on high, because King, before you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless your name.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Have your way, Father God. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God.
I'm the priest.
Father,
King Jesus. Receive your glory.
Hallelujah. Father. Merciful King Jesus.
Hallelujah. For you suffer.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
You died. For you went in the grave. For you rose.
Yes.
And he kept
unconditional
the men.
Hallelujah.
In every house.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, warn you. Trenching
all that
shit,
Father God. Hallelujah.
Victory
in the name of Jesus.
Love you today, God. I love you today, God.
Victory. Hallelujah.
I mean, we got one more caller
here.
Victory,
Father God. Wave your banner.
My God, my God. Praise the Lamb of God. 985, your mic hot. Who's calling?
Thank you, Father God.
985.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God had said that he would smite the enemy, but we had to pray. We had to not come down. And you talked last week about Nehemiah on the wall, and I have been doing that with Nehemiah. And that is what intercessors have to do, because the enemy has turned up a heap, but we've got to turn it up higher. 7 years, and from 2007 to 2014, and he said, this is the time that we will see the rain. And your prophecy has been right on it, prophet. It has been right on it. We will see the greatest hour, but in the greatest hour comes the greatest tribulation. But in the greatest tribulation comes the greatest test. But in the greatest test comes the greatest victory. And that is what God
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise the Lamb. Praise the Lamb. Praise the Lamb. Don't forget, people of God, I ain't talking about. New book is out that deals with this stuff that we're talking about. Fall on your knees. That's what the book is. You need to go to PSMINTL.org. PSMINTL.org. ProphetShakespeareMinistries.org. Get, order your copy today. Praise the Lamb of God. We'll rush it out to you. All on your knees is there. The prophetic manual is there for you to study the prophetic. Praise the Lamb of God. The prayer book is there on hallelujah, the call and burden of intercessory prayer for our intercessors. We give special prices for five or more copies. Hallelujah. There's a teaching portion in the back of it. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to get those books. The Holy Oil. Hallelujah. I'm sitting next to the altar right now. The oil is on the altar. I got mantles laying on the altar. I have, praise the Lamb of God, the holy healing water is on the altar, people of God. Hallelujah. God told me to do it. I did it. I did it. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to know this today. The Lord has been on this show with us today. I love you all. I bless you. Thank you, Margie. Support this ministry, people of God. Sow seeds to us. Help us stay on the air. Help us do the work of the ministry. You know I'm a true prophet. You know I'm a true prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love you, people of God. I love you, people of God. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of God. Yes. Bless you, brothers, for being on today. Prophet Dale, I love you. Ophelia, Sylvia, Bertha, hallelujah, I love you all. Thank you, Jesus. My soul on fire. My soul.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The days that God is doing what he's about to do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Victory. Hallelujah. Victory. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, Father.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. How great you are, Father God.
Oh.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There's none like you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Come down, rescue
us.
We need you. We need you again. Oh, we need you again. Prisoner, prisoner. Come down, visitor. Come down and hold us.
Oh,
to the children of God.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you.